Psalms chapter 77. I have to admit I was going to preach on something different, and I received instruction otherwise, and to be mindful of the Lord, He directed me to Psalms chapter 77, and we'll be using quite a few verses out of Psalm 77 to bring a message the Lord put upon our heart earlier this morning. Before I preach this morning, I want to sing a song this morning. I know our nations fail from its steadfastness. I look back as a young boy when I was in elementary school, and I still remember our teacher every morning led us in prayer. Our principal every Sunday or every school day morning read scripture over the intercom. We still had the Pledge of Allegiance on the wall, and it had One Nation Under God on there, and we weren't ashamed to put our hand over our heart. We weren't ashamed to have the Ten Commandments. We weren't ashamed to have the Word of God read to us, nor were we ashamed to pray. And I know things have changed, and I hate it. It's changed for the worse. But I want to sing this song to the families that I know are grieving. This I preached last Sunday on having compassion, making a difference. And I said in that message, some people, this Christmas won't be a joyful event. They'll have family members that'll be absent. There'll be an empty seat at the table. There'll be an empty bed. And that's going on even so, more so since last Sunday. But I want to sing this song. The name of it, It's Well With My Soul. I don't have control over a lot of things. Very little, as a matter of fact, and neither do you. But the one that does have control, He puts songs for us, spiritual songs, hymns that we can, in our heart, we can make it through the lowest valley. But this song's about a man lost his children. His wife sent him a message, saved alone. They had a shipwreck and the children were drowned. And when he went to join his wife, the captain came to him and said, I just wanted you to know that we're at the place where your children were drowned. And he went down to the bottom of the ship and took a pen and wrote this song. And I'd like to try to sing it this morning, if I can. When peace like a river attendeth my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast told me to say, I'm way too high. When peace like a river attendeth my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. I can't drop this down low enough. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate. I like that verse. And hath shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. I'm going to sing the last verse because I cannot get this down low enough. And Lord, haste the day when the face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back, as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. That's tough. But I'll tell you right now, even tougher is the pain that the parents are bearing this Sunday morning, this December the 16th Sunday morning. And I'll preach today on a day of trouble. And we'll take our text out of Psalms chapter 77. I do desire your prayers this morning. The psalmist said, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. And I do say this morning. Job said, man is born of woman. It is a few days and they're full of trouble. And you and I and these people and others will have to deal with trouble in some way or fashion. I'm glad in the day of trouble I know what to do. And he said, in the day of my trouble, he said, I sought the Lord, and my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Verse 3 said, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. We'll stop our reading right there. I'll comment on some of these other verses. But we're preaching today on the day of trouble. And I want to go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank You, Father, for the Word of God, a balm for our heart and our soul. Lord, we pray, dear Father, today You'll help us, Lord, with the Word of God and the help of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, that You might minister, Lord, to our hurt and to the hurt of others. We might know what to do when trouble comes. I pray, dear Father, today You'll take what's said today and be honored by it and be exalted. Lord, through this message, Lord, may the world, I pray, have an ear for the Word of God and a heart to believe and receive it. Lord, we give You all the praise and glory. Ask it in the blessed name that's above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank You. Amen. This message today, a day of trouble. I don't like trouble. The psalmist said, I'll look to the hills which cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. But I want you to know, he said in the day of his trouble, he said he sought the Lord. And that's good to know what to do when trouble comes. And you know, I'll have troubles and you'll have troubles. As a matter of fact, I got troubles right now. But I know what to do. I'll seek the Lord. Amen. And he said in the day of my trouble, he said, I sought the Lord. A lot of people, they'll go anywhere but to the Lord. They'll go to the psychiatrist. They'll go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the shrink. I have to admit, I've never been to one. But I'm glad, praise God, the Word of God is a counselor. And not only that, one of the names attributed to the Lord is He's a mighty counselor. But I have been counseled by the Word of God. And the Bible tells me in Isaiah 26 verse 40 that Thou will give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. Now you think about the Bible as a counselor. Just think about it like this. Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is a man. If you want to be blessed, just do what God says. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There is a difference between the godly and the ungodly. And where you walk makes a difference. The Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. And I'll tell you right now, He put my feet on the road called straight. And I tell you what, He established my goings. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And He makes my feet like hinds' feet, that I don't slip, that I'm able to climb up to new heights every day. Higher ground, amen. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. The Bible said that the way of the transgressor is hard. And God told us not to stand there, but to stand over where He is. Moses asked one day, he said, who's on the Lord's side? And all the Levites have no sense to come stand beside Moses. And the rest of them died. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Boy, it's so important to do them three things. But listen, but his delight is in the law of the Lord his God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's real important. See, Keith, I can't read my Bible day and night. I do well to read it when I do. I have to admit, this day and hour we're living in, I'm like the devil almost, in the fact I'm going to and fro, trying to make ends meet that are so far apart. But I want you to know this, I can still meditate upon the Word of God. I can do it day and night. Matter of fact, this morning I woke up and I was meditating upon the Word of God. And before I went to sleep, I was meditating upon the Word of God. All yesterday and the day before that and the days preceding that, I was meditating upon the Word of God. That is one thing I can do, Sophia. I can meditate upon the precepts of God. I can do it day and night. David said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Yeah? And I want you to know the absence of the Word of God in the heart leaves a lot of room for the devil to come in and cause a lot of trouble. Amen. I know what to do, Molly, when trouble comes. I know that woman had that issue of blood. She had to get to Jesus. She went to a bunch first. The Bible said she went to many physicians, suffered many things, grew nothing better but rather worse, spent everything she had, and finally, I don't know how the Word got to her, but she said, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. The Lord's really helping me this morning. Thank You, Father, for Your part in this message. She said, if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, Gail. She said, if I can just get to Him, she said, it'll be all right. And I want you to know, buddy, she made her way to Jesus. Amen. And the crowd that was thrown at Him, she somehow prevailed. And she got to Him and touched the hem of His garment. And Brother Melvin, she was immediately made whole of that plague. Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? And Peter said, good Lord, the multitude thrown you and you ask who touched me? He knew what was going on. He knew someone had need and they brought that need to Him and He had took care of it and He just wanted, for lack of better words, He wanted the rest of them to know what she'd just done. And the Bible said when she saw she was not hid, she said, Lord, I'm the one that touched you because I believed if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I'd be made whole. He said, go in peace, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. But what to do in a day of trouble? When I look about the events of this week, when I saw the pictures on the news, when I've heard the report of the destruction, the death, and the devastation, when I know what it done to this nation that's hell-bent, this nation that's so bent on going any way but God's way, I just wonder what the effect this thing's going to have. Now, I don't know if you know how our nation works now, so I'm going to tell you. You see, when you have a shooting like over at Benghazi, they bring out some lady out there and she says, they made some kind of video of mocking Muhammad and that's why all this happened. So what I'm saying is they try to brush it off. Or they try to somehow or another make an excuse for it. Somehow or another try to cover it up. Somehow or another try to put their head in the sand and deny that any wrong was done. But we can just take so much. And I'll tell you this, and I know this myself, when one of your children dies, it leaves an empty spot that I'll tell you what, you cannot deny the fact that that emptiness is in there. I have been there. I remember burying my daughter. Some of you have been children. You know what I mean? I mean, they're the heartstrings that pull the hardest. I mean, do what you want to me. Crucify me. Shoot me. Cut my head off. But leave my children alone. One thing they said about that, they said them policemen with guns were reluctant to go into school. Sophia, they said them parents would have went in there barehanded. That's the difference between a parent. And I can't hold it against the policemen. They see enough as it is. I wouldn't say anything. I mean, I'm glad they are to protect and serve. I used to call them all kind of names, but I don't call them those names no more. Back when I was ignorant, didn't know no better, and I didn't realize they was trying to help me from having a life in pen and prison. But I'll tell you right now, but it was awful. But I want you to know it's not over. But in the day of my trouble, the psalmist said, I sought the Lord. Amen. I hope today Molly churches are full. And not just that, I hope they go to the right church. I saw a lot of things this week. I won't elaborate on them. Well, I'll tell you, everything that's got a steeple is not a church. Every guy that wears a suit is not a preacher. Everyone, you know, that says, you know, that they know the Lord might not necessarily know Him. That's why the Bible says, try the spirits and prove them. Know whether they're in Christ or not. And I'll tell you right now, we don't need to give no place to nothing that ain't the Lord. But He said, in my trouble, He said, I sought the Lord. That's what you need to do when trouble comes. You need to seek the Lord. He's not hard to find, amen. I'm telling you, He's not very far from any one of us, Sister Carolyn. I'm glad the Bible said we'll find Him if we feel after Him. I got a feeling He's been real close all along. The only reason there's any distance is because we put it there, because we don't want to have a close relationship with the Lord. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, He's a very present help in time of trouble. And this is a time of trouble. I hope America at least wakes up, acknowledges, and admits that we need to get back walking with the Lord, back admitting our need of Him. I mean, I'm telling you, buddy, our country's in disarray as far as living for God. It's in disarray. And the Bible has a lot to say about the Lord. One thing I like it says about Him in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Jesus said in John 14, verse 18, He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Boy, what a verse. I go to funerals lots of times, Molly, and I'll put that verse on there. I want them to know, buddy, that's what kind of God He is. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Not only will He come to you, but He'll give you grace. He'll give you help. He'll carry you when you can't go. I'll tell you, brother, there'll be days of trouble, sure enough. And if we're not careful, we'll be miserable comforters like Job's friends were. Job said in Job chapter 3, verse 25 through 26, he said, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. That which I was afraid of has come unto me. He said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Trouble. We'll have trouble till we get out of here. The Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The Bible says, man's born a woman a few days and full of trouble. But I'll tell you what, in our trouble, we need to take the right course. And the psalmist said, in my trouble, he said, I sought the Lord. And the reason that's so important is because God can help when there's trouble. I'm telling you, buddy, He can put the balm on the hurt. He can give you enough to make it through the trouble, the hurt, and pain. Amen. But oh me, He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. It wouldn't go away. And He said, my soul refused to be comforted. I couldn't dispense it. I couldn't disperse it. It was too big. It was there. And there was no denying it. Verse 3, He said, I remembered God. I don't know what about you, but I do know this. When I do have trouble, I get to thinking right.
Amen.
Yeah, man. I remember God. It's one thing to have a day of trouble. That's another thing to have a day of trouble and forget about God. But He said in my trouble, He said, I remembered God. Amen. That's what I hope our country does. I hope that they realize and remember God. Because I'll tell you what, buddy, we need God in our trouble. Job said in Job 23, verse 3, oh, that I'm knew where I might find Him. I'm glad, praise God, He can be found. If you go where He's at, you can find Him. I'll tell you right now, I don't find Him at the gay pride marches. I find judgment there. I don't find Him when they're painting their fingernails black and their lips black and tattooing themselves one in another, piercing themselves through many sorrows. I find Him, praise God, in the sanctuary, in the house of the Lord. I find Him in the volume of the book. I find Him when I get down on my knees and seek Him in my heart. He's not hard to find if you just go to where He is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a day of trouble. Nobody saw this coming. But after it came, boy, the ripple effect this thing's going to have. He said, I remembered God and was troubled. Reading these troubles because He forgot about God. You'll do that too. We're not no better. We'll go through life, for lack of better words, the only time you ever think about God's when you need Him. People call it a spare tire religion. But He said, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. He said, verse 4, Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I've been to where I couldn't utter words. I mean, I'm like David. The Bible said when they came back, that the enemy came and took away their wives and their children, and they lifted up their voice and they wept until there was no more in them to weep. And the people, boy, you know how it is, they go head hunting, they will try to find somebody to blame. One thing that boy did, that Adam Lance, he shot his mother, and that one way they would have probably killed her if he hadn't done it already. But they're trying to find someone to blame for this thing. They tried to blame his brother, and his brother said, hey, I haven't had nothing to do with him a long time. They tried to blame his father. He said, I'm out of it. I haven't had any correspondence with him. But to go head hunting. In David's case, the people spake of stoning him because there wasn't a man that hadn't lost a family in this matter. But the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He done more than encourage himself. The Bible said he inquired at the hand of the Lord. And he said, shall I pursue? God said, yes. David said, shall I recover? And God said, yes, you'll recover all in a time of trouble. Remember God. Amen. If we don't remember God, we ain't going to make it. I'll tell you what, buddy, when we put God out of the picture, it's pretty bleak. Amen. He said, I can't speak. I'm so troubled. It's too big. That's why God's there. That's why the Bible says, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, He'll sustain thee. Psalms 55:22, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I'm so troubled, He said, I cannot speak. He said, I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. In other words, He said, I'm looking back now, and I see where I've left the right path. I see where I've been trotting down the wrong road. I see where I've made some wrong decisions. And now I need to remember, the Bible does say, seek out the old paths in the book of Jeremiah and walk therein. He said, I've considered the days of old. He said, verse 6, I call to remembrance. Verse 3, He said, I remember God. Verse 6, He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. You know, the psalmist, he said, Psalms 40, verse 3, He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He said, I remember my song. You know, when I got saved, first thing I did, Brother Bobby, is I piled up all my old rock and roll, Led Zeppelin, and Alice Cooper, and Pink Floyd, and good grief, I don't even want to name them, much less in this service, but I piled them all up and I burned them. And the reason I burned them, I didn't want nothing else to do with them, but I got new music, amen. And I tell you what, but I'm still listening to that new music. I got a different desire. I don't want to hear nothing but the Lord's songs, amen. I don't want to hear that old stuff, you know, that made me want to beat my head against the wall and do all kind of vile things, you know. They say it don't affect you. Yeah, I got reason to say otherwise. I think drugs affect you. I think music affects you. I think movies affect you. I think video games affect you. And you better be careful what you give place to. I think they affect you. But the psalmist said, I remembered my song. And he said, I remembered it in the night. He said, I communed with my own heart. And my spirit made diligent search. He starts getting back to thinking about days gone by. He remembers back when he used to sing the Lord's songs. One place in the book of Psalms, it mentioned about Israel. It said they hang the harps on the willows. And the enemy said, sing us one of the Lord's songs. They said, how can we sing the Lord's songs in a strange land? But I think sometimes as a church, we hang our harp on the willows and we put the hymns out and we start going modernized because it makes people twitch and jerk and they start doing all that heathenistic stuff. It ought not be so. Oh yeah, we've been feeding flesh. Listen, I know I'm just 58 years old. I know I ain't been called to preach that long. I know I ain't been saved that long, but I'll tell you this, I've been saved long enough to know what the Holy Spirit bears witness with. And I've been saved long enough to know what the flesh bears witness with. And I do know that God does make a difference. He made a difference down there in Egypt when Egypt was being plagued after plague after plague. The people over in Goshen, they didn't have no plagues. Amen. Don't tell me that hip grinding music ought to be in the church. I just can't. I can't go there. I can't endorse that. I can't condone that. But I'll tell you one thing: when we get the old hymns out, like "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," "I'll Be a Friend to Jesus," "Beautiful Star of Bethlehem," like we just sung this morning. Boy, it'd be good if the churches could remember the songs of God. Hell, I'm telling you, buddy, he said he started communing again with God. Started having fellowship again with God. He said, I commune with my own heart. I myself had fellowship with Him. Amen. He said, my spirit made diligent search. You see, the Bible said, Sister Margaret, that He's given us of His Spirit in Romans chapter 8. And our spirit, Carolyn, bears witness with His Spirit that we are children of God. He said, my spirit made diligent search. All of a sudden, it's kind of like we unplugged that heater up there. It's kind of like that. We'll just plug back in again. And we start, you know, we start having fellowship again. And by the way, when we talk about fellowship, 1 John chapter 1, I believe it's verse 13, says if we walk in the light, she's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Verse 14, in the blood of His Son Jesus cleansed us from all sin. I believe one reason churches aren't having fellowship today, they got the wrong Bible, the wrong message, the wrong music. And I'll tell you what, they need to go back to days gone by, and they need to get back. I'll tell you what, like the song that said, he started remembering the song of God. He said, I started having diligent search. Amen. And he started doing the right kind of thinking, Brother Melvin. Now listen, this is good. I'll tell you one thing about God, and I do this. You can take God at His Word. It's like money in the bank. I get down all the time. I say, Lord, Your Word. And I did this morning. Psalms 34, verse 6. The Word of God says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The problem is, poor men ain't crying. The problem is, they're not crying to God, and they're not asking for no help. But I'll tell you right now, when you go to God and you take Him at His Word, He said, here, He said, will the Lord cast off forever? Will He be favorable no more? Verse 8, is His mercy clinged on forever? Doeth His promise fail forevermore? You know what He's doing? He's going back to the Word of God saying, you know what, I remember somewhere in that Bible it said something about this right here. That He daily loads us with benefits. Started reading in that Bible somewhere in there. He said, seemed like He said, the Lord comfort us in all of our affliction. He said, seemed like the Lord said, I will come to you in your day of trouble. I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. You know what? When you go back to the Bible, you'll start thinking like this psalmist is thinking. He said, in the day of my trouble, he said, I sought the Lord. And as he sought the Lord, he said, will the Lord cast off forever? I'll tell you right now, buddy, that prodigal's son, the Bible said his father saw him a great way off, had compassion on him and ran to him, picturing the relationship of man to God. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, God is a God that can be touched, and He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Doeth His promise fail? The Bible says all the promises of God in Him Oh, yea and amen. It's amazing how much God's filling in the blanks this morning. You'd be surprised how scattered I am in this message and how much God's given me right now. I can't even explain it myself. But I'll tell you right now, the promises of God are sure promises. The Bible said when God promised Abraham, when he couldn't swear by no greater, Sister Gail, he swore by his own name and it'd be so. And the Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but was rich in faith. And he said, I'm going with God, fellas. I don't care how rough the road is. I don't care how high the hill is. I don't care how far the journey is. I'm going with God. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad the promises of God are sure promises. The Bible said in the book of Peter that have been given unto us exceeding great and precious promises to us work. That's you and me, my. We got promises. And they won't fail. Praise God. God's got a bank of promises. You can take Him at His Word. And He says, do these promises fail? He said, has God forgot to be gracious? No, sir. I will tell you this. You go without God, you'll go the way of the transgressor. You'll go the demon's way. You'll find out, buddy, it's awful cold out there. You'll find out like that prodigal son, nobody will feed you out there. You'll find out, buddy, I'll tell you what, you'll be down in the devil's hog lot. You'll be down there, won't need the corn or the cob that the swine would eat.
Amen.
Buddy, it's cold and lonely out there. God's not forgot to be gracious. The problem is, we forgot to be faithful. God is very gracious. Amen. He said, hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? No, sir. God's got righteous anger. That means He don't do nothing that don't need to be done. And I'll tell you right now, but I've been God's tool shed or whipping shed, whatever you want to call it. I've been there. The Bible said, whom the Lord loves, He'll chasten. If He don't chasten, He's not one of His. Verse 10, He said, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. I want you to know this guy here today, his trouble. He's remembering what he used to be like. He's remembering it don't have to be this way. He's remembering, buddy, there is a nail-scarred hand of help. He said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. He said, verse 12, notice these I wills. I will remember. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Boy, you get right with God, that's all you want to talk about.
Amen.
I ain't kidding you. You call somebody up, they want to hear it, they click. But all you want to talk about, man, my mama called me a fanatic, so if you're rightly so. Now, I tell you what, all I want to talk about was Jesus, and it's still true today. And I'll tell you right now, I'll sit there and talk about the Lord as long as you want to talk. And I've had a lot of people look at their watch, and a lot of people say, I got to go, I'm in a terrible hurry. But I'll tell you right now, I never get tired of talking about Him. I never get tired of thinking about Him. I never get tired of bragging on Him. Amen. Now, I'll tell you right now, never a man spake like that man. And boy, how he spoke to me. But he said, I will meditate also on all thy work and talk of thy doings. You ever thought about what you spend the most time talking about? I mean, do a little inventory here. You ever think about what you spend the most time talking about? Well, I'll tell you right now, don't get weighed in the balance as fine wanting. Make sure that at least it's an even measure. Make sure if anything, it ought to be a little bit heavier on the Lord's side than on the world's side. Amen. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm in the world, but I'm not supposed to be of the world. I'm not supposed to smell like the world. I'm not supposed to walk like the world. I did walk according to the course of this world, but I don't walk that way no more. I walk, praise God, with a different kind of walk now. I walk in the light. He's in the light. Amen. He said, I will remember. I will talk of thy doings. And he said, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You know what? There ain't no substitute for the church. You know what people do when they get in trouble? They call the church. They say, y'all help people, don't you? Yeah, we do. But we're very limited. We just don't have what really they need. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd give everything I've got to anybody that needs it. But there's just so much I got, and there's just so much I can give. But I'll tell you right now, He's got a bountiful supply. And I'm telling you, buddy, the sanctuary, the house of God's where the real help is. Yeah, they was talking about one time, one guy was going to bring some of the boys from the juvenile detention center. And I told them, I said, bring them on in, sit them on the front row. I know what they need. I've been there. I said, bring them in here. I don't care if they're gays, homosexuals, lesbians, whatever. If they'll come for the right reason, not come, expect me to make some kind of exception because of them being here, not to make me sugarcoat what I'll say or whatever, I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you what, if they'll come in here and hear the Word of God, there's hope for them.
Amen.
There's hope in the sanctuary. There's hope for the sinner in the church of the living God. There's hope, amen. There's not no hope out there. I'll tell you right now what's out there. There's a hell out there.
That's right, yeah.
All our homes. But I'll tell you what, if they're not a sanctuary of the Lord, if you don't keep me on my daughter, she wanted me to come, Sophie, and she wanted me to anoint her home with oil and go through there and pray over it and ask God to cleanse it. If we don't keep our home clean, if we don't, but I'll tell you what, the devil will set up house in our home. The Bible says there in the book of Romans, not to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And I could say a lot of things, talking about certain things like alcohol. If you got it there, eventually you'll drink it. And then magazines, you know, if you look at like this, if they're there, eventually you'll get them out. The Bible said, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. Joel said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I wouldn't look upon a woman. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, the sanctuary, you don't have to worry about that stuff in the house of God. If it does come down to that, and I do, I have heard some of these mega churches, they've got McDonald's in them. They've got little old drive-through churches and stuff like that right there. Have me a little prayer, a little sermonette, hit the road. Man, I'm telling you what, the house of the living God is to be, it's to be respected. We're to have some reservation. There ought to be respect given to the house of the Lord. And he said, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. You want to know how God is? You want to know about Him? Come to the house of God. Don't go ask someone else. Come into the sanctuary and inquire and find out who is so great a God as our God. Amen. Amen. He said, verse 14, Thou art the God that doest wonders. I saw God do some wonders. I know I've only been up here, next year will be 3 years. But in those 3 years, I saw God do some wonders. I'll never forget the day, May the 1st, that Christie, sitting on the back row about there where Carolyn is, and I preached that morning at Romans chapter 10, where Paul said, my harsh desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might get saved. And I used that for a text and said, preach that morning on why don't the lost get saved. And God put the finger on Christie. And I didn't even know it. And she got under conviction that day. And they were just visiting. They just showed up over here. And I tell you what, when they showed up over here, she heard the Word of God. And God got a hold of her and put His finger on her. And I tell you what, she stepped out that Sunday morning and her boyfriend Dustin had to help her make it up here to the altar. And I still remember her kneeling right there. And I'm telling you, buddy, she was at a terrible loss. I said, Christy, what's the matter? She said, I'm lost. I need to get saved. I said, tell Jesus what you just told me. Christy got saved that morning. I saw God do wonders. I saw Him both put families back together. I saw Him give the discouraged encouragement. I saw Him, amen, give someone a ability to go a little farther with God. Amen. He said, Thou art that God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. And I'll tell you what, buddy. You can't compare God to anything. He's in a category all His own. But I'll tell you what. If you can just get to Him. I don't need to know. You know, I'm working with them girls at work, and one of them told me, Amy told me, she said, I went to church. She said, God got a hold of me. She said, I told that preacher every sin I'd ever committed. She said, I was ashamed. She said, I was crying. I didn't know what to do. I said, Amy, you didn't have to tell Him all that. Tell the Lord that. She said, I couldn't help it. It was bigger than me. She said, I said, well, what do you think? Just talking to a Catholic priest? She was making confession. She said, I told him everything I'd ever done. But you know what that man told her? He said, Amy, God will forgive you all of that if you'll ask Him. You know what she did? She went one step forward. She went one step further. And she said, Lord, I want to be forgiven. I want to be saved. And that lady, Amy Goodby, she got saved because she came to the sanctuary. Because she heard the Word of God. Because she felt the tug of God on the heart in the presence of the Spirit of God. You won't find that nowhere else. Hollywood can't come up with nothing compared to God. I'm telling you, there's only one place. Come to the sanctuary, inquire, and seek, and search. You can find in Him strength to go on. You can find in Him all the help you need, all the means you need. I'm telling you, you don't have to go no further than Him. If you can just get to Him. Oh me. I read in the Bible of difficulties. I read in the Bible of distress and destruction. But also I read in the Bible of deliverance. I read in the Bible where God delivers His people. Where He won't allow the enemy to have an advantage because He's God. And I tell you what, buddy, Sennacherib, with that great big host, got his... Well, I better not say it. But they woke up next morning and they were dead men. And he got his behind paddled. Let me say it like that. He found out, buddy, I'll tell you what, he found out that his God wasn't as big as their God. He found out, buddy, there was something different about Jehovah than their gods of Samaria. And there is something different. He's so great a God that He's in a category all of His own. But listen, when trouble comes, the psalmist said, I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. He gave ear unto me. I'm glad His ear is not heavy. I'm glad His ear is tuned in to hear the cries of those that are hurting, those in despair. I've tried to imagine how bad it hurt those that were devastated this week by the news of what happened up there in Connecticut. And I can't go there. But I'll tell you right now, He did. The Bible said He's acquainted with grief. The Bible said He's touched by the feelings of infirmities. And I'll tell you what, buddy, He knew all about it. And I'll tell you right now, if those families will let Him, He'll help them. If those families will let Him, He'll heal them. If those families will let Him, He'll put them back together in heaven. Amen. One thing about heaven, Carolyn, we get to be reunited. One thing you need to make sure, you're saved. Make sure your family's saved. And if not, some preacher's going to have the dilemma of trying to comfort your family when there's no comfort that he can give. I still remember my cousin's wife, Tammy, came to me and she said, I want to know my husband's in heaven. I said, that's not mine to give. You need to go talk to the Lord about that. I can do well to answer for Eddie Wade. Only one I know for sure saved is me. I know I'm saved. And you better know you're saved. If there's anything less than absolute blessed assurance Jesus is mine, you better get up here and get a refuge for your soul. Get your name in the book, your sins on the blood, and get ready to leave out. We're close to leaving, Carolyn. But oh me, in lieu of what happened this week, I hope it's a wake-up call. I hope that America somehow is shooken. And I hope they can't brush it aside. I hope they can't shake it. And I hope it takes its toll on them, Sophia. I hope with a lamentable voice they say, we sinned. You remember Jimmy Swaggart? Remember, he came on TV, he said, I have sinned. I'll commend him for that. I don't condone what he did, but I commend him. He said, I have sinned, and I'm sorry. The Bible does say, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. There's only one thing to do with sin. Get it to Jesus. Give it unto the blood. Get Him, I'll tell you what, to cast in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember it no more against you. Get Him to cast it as far as the east is from the west. How far is it, Brother Eddie? Well, if you're going east, you'll never find west. If you're going west, you'll never find east. That's as far away as you can put something. But if you don't get it to Him, and you end up dying in your sins, I promise you this by the Word of God. You'll stand guilty before God. You'll see tears in His eyes. And He'll say, how I longed you to come to me. But you would not. He'll say, therefore your house is left unto you desolate. You sealed your fate because the Bible said in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. But the rest of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. It's either going to be life or death. You better make good choices. I'll tell you what, you better choose the Lord. You better call upon Him while He may be found. You better seek Him while He's near. You better, I'll tell you what, run to Him and get it fixed up. Because whether you do or whether you don't, death's but a step away. Some people didn't wake up this morning. You didn't hear about it. but it's still true. Some people won't have tomorrow, and that remains to be seen. But I'm glad, praise God, I come in this world with nothing. I'm leaving with everything, Sophia.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Man, oh man, what a move, amen. The old song, when I make my last move. Woo! Hallelujah. I can't wait to make that move. Abraham, the Bible said, he saw the city that had foundation, whose builder and maker was God, and he never let up Brother Melvin till the streets turned to gold. And he said, I finally found the city that God made. Amen. But oh me, listen, if you want to go to heaven, you need to make preparation. I'll tell you what, buddy, there's trouble right here. He said, in a day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Are you troubled in your heart this morning? Listen, if you are, there's only one thing to do. Get to Jesus. Come up here this morning and say, Lord, I need to talk to You. I need to set my house in order. I need to get things fixed up. I need to know for sure that if I die today, or if my soul's required of me today, that I can hear the words in and out to the joys of the Lord. Now depart from me, I never knew You. Father, Lord, we thank You for Your help in this message. Lord, most of what was said was Your sayings and not mine. I didn't have a lot of said what was said. But I pray, dear Father, today for those that hear this message. I pray, dear Father, today that they would consider You. I pray they'd come to You. I pray they'd call upon You. And I pray You'd get honor and glory. Get the reward of Your suffering. Get the joy that was set before You. That You were so willing to endure such contradiction of sinners against Yourself. Lord, I pray for the lost that are here this morning. Lord, they take advantage of this opportunity to secure a home in heaven. Take advantage of the day of grace that they could find here this morning. Help us in this invitation. In Jesus' blessed name we ask it. Amen. Go ahead, there, brother. Everybody stand, please. You need to come this morning. Listen, by all means, please come this morning. Boy, I'm telling you, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. We're going to have a good time. You know, we had a good time last night. Nothing like the time we're going to have when we get to heaven. If you're here this morning, there's any doubt at all, won't you do something this morning? Won't you get it fixed? Trusting in His grace is not, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What about it? Are you? Why not come? Hit the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Bless you, Brother William. I appreciate Brother William. I'll tell you one thing. He will come. Just doing what we ought to all do. Well, bless my brother here this morning. I thank you so much for Brother William. Ask Lord your bow for blessing upon him, upon his family. Lord, may you increase him as only you can. Lord, I pray you bless him as only you can. May he honor you all the days of his life. Walk before you in the beauty of holiness. Give honor and glory to your name. Amen. Everything's all right. Maybe it's all right with you. I'll tell you, won't hurt a thing. I'd encourage somebody else in the valley of the season. Somebody that knows they need to come. Somebody that wants to come. Might be motivated or moved by you coming. Go to get somebody by the hand and say, let's go. Let's go to the altar this morning. I need to talk to God. Listen, if this thing wasn't real, let's eat, drink, be merry before we die. But I'll tell you right now, the sun of this present time ain't going to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us tonight. It's written. What about this morning? Is it will and soul? Are you ready to meet in the church? If not, how can you learn to live in the I wish our hearts could be broke. I wish they could, amen. And I tell you, break the grip of the devil. And I'll tell you what, the old carnal mind that says you can do it tomorrow, you can do it another day, and just come this morning and say, Lord, I've been needing to do this for a long time. Come on! Tell the people, to put on salvation one day. You know, when you put your shoes and it's close enough, it counts. But it's salvation. It don't count. The Bible said the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knows good that are his. He said, I know my sheep by name. They know my voice. I never know my power. Listen, I'm telling you to come this morning. What urgency there is here today. He's coming. Go up here this morning on the nail of my mind. Was the Lord might come today? Oh, man. Are you ready to come today? He just might do it. I looked up in the clouds, Carolyn, and it'll be like they were written. With the thoughts that the Lord might come today. The Bible said in that hour, when you think not, the Son of Man comes. I'm telling you, he's going to come. He'll not delay. He's going to come, amen. Are you ready to meet him, amen? Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, I'll tell you right now, if God can't move you, I sure can. I should have brought a couple of sticks of dynamite this morning. I didn't. I wished our nation, I wished us as individuals could definitely move. You know, I tell you what, my heart aches for those this week that saw the reality of life, how short it is. The Bible said in the book of James, our life's but a vapor that appears for a little while. For some reason or other, we think we've got plenty of time. For some reason or other, we think I can do it next time. Only a fool would think like that. That man in Luke chapter 12, he said, I'll do it later. Right now, he said, I'll build bigger barns and lay up my goods for many years and say, so have I as much good. The Bible said that night, God spoke to him and said, thou fool.
Amen.
This night thy soul shall be required of thee. All right, I'll shut up. Anybody got a word in your heart this morning? I love you. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
I wonder how this boy, 20 years old, could get some mean and tell his own mother. I can't imagine that.
Now,
one of them little kids and kids,
yeah.
You know, but the little kids went to a better place. That's one good thing about that, you know,
yeah.
About that. But, you know, it's hard to understand. Now, there's some boys come, a couple guys come when they looked at the car and had for sale. And this guy, he's shaking, a young guy, you know, shaking, then of course on dope, you know,
yeah.
Like that, you know. And ruining his life, you know, and he's thrown his soul, you know. That dope's bad stuff out there. It's out there, but it's thrown a lot of young people. And I don't know where that's going, been on dope and brainwashed him, what, you know, but
yeah.
It makes you wonder. So we need to try to get these young people in church and get them saved if we can. Old dinner, old people live that way.
Amen, Brother Man.
Yeah. Time drawing near. Like you said, I live getting close to him.
I'm going to try to preach tonight what I was aiming to preach this morning about along the lines of what Brother Melvin just said right there. How could someone get to the state of mind that they would do something like what he did? I'm going to try to preach about that a little bit tonight. If the Lord wants to change it, that's all right. I'll go whatever he says. But if he gives me the liberty and the lead way to do it, I want to preach tonight on how something like that could happen. It happens in the mind before it happens in reality. Someone has to conceive a thought like that. Amen.
I can't turn the television on.
Yeah.
Every time I see the sadness on those people's face.
Right.
And I just ask God to help them. And if their children has been took for their sins, why shouldn't they begin seeking the Lord right then?
True.
They're having these candlelight visuals for them and everything.
Right.
That to look like and see how bad they need the Lord.
True. I seen one place on there that said our hearts are broken. They're not even going to celebrate Christmas this year. It's really devastating. But I will say this much. You know, they try to hide it. I don't know. It might be better off if they just showed the carnage and showed the devastation, took cameras down to school and showed why we don't need to entertain the kind of things that boy entertained that led up to that. If we were, I guess, you know, just had our feel of it, I guess, maybe we might abstain from it. I don't know.
They was going to start putting them away today.
Yeah.
They was a whole bunch of them having today.
It'll be tough. The Bible says it's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting. Because if you go to the house of mourning, you're reminded that one day it'll be you instead of that one that's there. It's really sad. And
I
God,
the Lord this morning. I pray his holy name and I thank him for the blood.
know none of us is safe, no worse now, because the devil is great.
True.
He has to get as many as he can get. And you better get your
life back.
Amen. Because they could walk in here.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the devil's job, is to destroy and kill.
That's right. You're right.
And we know we're in our last days because the signs are just all around us.
That's right.
And I love him. And I praise him for applying the blood to my heart.
Amen, sister. Amen.
That place over
there. Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, buddy.
You don't know what you're missing until you got the money.
Amen.
He don't. I mean, he's there with you, but then I'll...
That's right.
Convert that oil right there with you.
That's right.
I praise his holy name this morning.
He's a friend just closer than a brother.
And I enjoyed our night last night, all of us are together.
Yeah.
And I felt like that we could make a... difference in the crowds around us.
Yeah. Saw
us was praying before we ate and everything.
Wait till we sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
Be a bigger Thank table. Lord. Be a better meal. Amen. I'm looking forward to it. Anybody else got anything on your heart?
I know what those mothers were going through and And I said, Lord, other people is decorating their Christmas tree. They're decorating their house. They're out here shopping for their kids.
Yeah.
I'm at the graveyard decorating myself for them. It's not fair. Right. And I said, you're in the art at Altar Cemetery. But the Lord, it wasn't fair. And I didn't have nobody sign nothing for Christmas. And all at once, he spoke to me and he said, quit feeling sorry for yourself and find you some kids to buy something for them. You know,
that's good.
Get out here and find you somebody. And then you got there and you preached.
Have a compassion.
Well, I have been sitting here thinking. On the way home, me and Charlotte talked about it. I want some kids to buy, that don't have nothing.
That's right.
Couldn't find nobody. With all the other people, with all the wrong people and all this, but we couldn't come up with nobody. Well, Monday night, I went to bed and I said, well, I guess I must have misunderstood. That must not have been what he was trying to tell me.
I've been nervous.
Because I can't find no kids. Well, this man that we don't know him, we've seen him a few times. Yeah, he's bought cars off on
junk cars, you know.
But he's not a close friend, I'm not saying that. Well, he lost his job. It's been a few months ago. He was in a car accident. He lost his job. He can't work. His back is in a horrible shape. Because we had seen him about 2 weeks ago, and I mean, he could barely walk. He can't walk. He's not got anything from his insurance, you know, from this wreck. He will eventually get it, but right now he's not got it. So little kids, one's 18 months old, one's 3 years old. They're expecting another one right at the first of the year.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, the phone rang before we got up, and he answered it. It was a stop. And he said, I had my car parked last night. Somebody slashed all four of my tires.
Wow.
He said, I need some tires. You know, can you help me? Well, he started trying to find tires. All at once, he come over to me. There's my little kid.
There you go.
There's my family. That's what I need. So we went to Walmart. I was sitting there the next day. I walked back there in the little kid's clothes, and I saw this little pink coat.
Amen.
Lord bless me. All of them. Tears is rolling. He comes back. He looks at this little pink coat. He turns his back and lets the tears roll.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I'm going to help these people. But if you want to bless them, you need to help me help them.
Amen.
Because they can have, unless somebody helps them, they won't have no Christmas. She
right.
works at a daycare. But I'm sure that it takes everything she makes.
She's going to be able to work.
Pay the bills.
And
I can't stand the thought of this little girl not having a doll and this little boy not having a truck for Christmas.
Right.
Plus they need food. So I would like to ask the church to, if you want to help, fine. If you don't, it's fine. But next Sunday, if you find it in your heart to buy something for these little kids or for this little baby that's going to be coming in January, or just some food out of your cabinet that you'd like to get.
Amen.
Bring it next Sunday.
Amen.
But I mean, if you want to get a blessing, I believe you better do it, because it's blessed me all week.
Amen.
I ain't even thought all week about the graveyard and my flowers.
Yeah.
That I had it all the graveyard right. Instead of decorating my house. I ain't even thought about that. I thought about these little kids. This little girl, she's 18 months, the little boy's 3.
What Margaret's saying there is she got allowed to see through his eyes. Things look a little different through his eyes. You start seeing people got it worse than you got it. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what you said, Ward. Oh, we can help these people. I agree with that 100%. If you're minded to do that, the Bible said she got blessed. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. You want to get blessed. That's the way you do it right there. She done more than look. She decided she's going to do something, make a difference. And that's what we need to do. And that scripture there said, I came to the sanctuary of God. That's what we need to do. We might draw them in there. You never know.
Right.
Might get them in church.
Yeah, they may not have been there very long. Of course, the kids are not in school, so they're not getting nothing through the school. They're not getting no help, because they're not in school.
Yeah.
Plus, they could be in Adair County, and they've been to Russell County, so they're not going to get no help from Adair County. They're not going to get nothing from Russell County. They're right in between.
Amen. I appreciate you giving that testimony this morning, Sister Margaret. That's what's going on out there.
That's right.
People are hurting.
That's right.
And the Bible says, we're supposed to try to help them. The Bible said if you see a man having a need and you don't help him, how dwelt the love of God in you? Especially if you see a brother that's got a need and you withhold the goods, the world's goods that he needs from him, how dwelt the love of God in you? That's one thing about it. The Lord wants us to have. We're His hands and His feet. We're the ones left in charge. We're in His stead. We're to carry on the work of God. And that's the kind of work He did. He went to where the problems were, where the hurt was. And He healed them. And He helped them. He fed them. He clothed them. He opened their eyes. That's excellent, Margaret. Very timely testimony. Much needed. I'll say we do all we can to help them. Who else this morning?
Next Sunday we're going to have soup and sandwiches.
Next Sunday, soup and sandwiches. Sounds good to me. Amen. Sounds wonderful.
If anybody knows of anybody in the church that needs like a small fruit basket delivered from the church, if they give me their name, I'll try to fix them this week.
All righty. Don't forget to come back tonight at 5 o'clock. And thank you for coming this morning. If anybody else got any heart, give you an opportunity. If not, we'll be dismissed. All right. Brother Howard, you dismiss us in prayer, brother.